Rav Yoshia holds that you count each one of the three times, Elohim three times, so each shlosha smuchim, and he doesn't hold from the din of bezin noita, that you have to always have an odd number bezin. Rav Yehuda doesn't hold from bezin noita by bezin agadol. So the Gemara says Rav Yehuda and other bati dinim, even when the bezin is not going to vote on anything, when they're measuring to the iras smucha elochalo, when they're measuring to determine which city is chai ben egla rufa, and when they do smicha and the parhal dov shal tziba, that's a din on bezin. So we say in bezin shakel, even there, even though the bezin is not voting on anything, he's still the pashtus is not voting on any issue. There are issues that they could dispute, but the pashtus says that's not what they're convened for. They're convened just to do the smicha, just to do the medida, not to paskan on the shaylus. So still, Rav Yehuda holds there is a din that ain't bezin shakel. The one and only exception to the rule, according to the Tanna, Rav Yehuda, is the bezin agadol. So we explain why bezin agadol is not really so much a bezin. It's really Iker Torah Shebaal Peh. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, the role of the bezin agadol is to transmit the Masara to the next generation. But that's Rav Yehuda's sheet. But this Tanna, Rav Yoshia holds like Rav Yehuda, and much more. He doesn't even hold from the din of Ein Bezim Shokol and other Batidinim. So what's he going to say by Medida Segla Rufa? What's he going to say by Smichas Parah Dov Shal Tziba? We don't know. What's he going to say by Din Nefoshes, that all you need is a Bezim of 22? That's ridiculous. So the Gemara says, no. Everybody agrees. The Tanna Rabbi Yoshe agrees. That Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that says, L'siach Ram L'Rois, the first half of the Pasuk, L'siach Ram L'Rois, is clearly only talking about Din Nefoshes. That a roiv of echad is not sufficient to give din in the pasuk. You need a roiv of shnayim. So even the rest of the pasuk that says lintas hacharab lahata is also only talking about din in the pasuk. Not talking about din in ominous. So there's no need outside of the area of din in the pasuk. There's no requirement for a bezin noita. You can have a bezin shakel. So then the Gemara says, really? So according to Rabbi Yoshia, the pasuk, that whole pasuk is only talking about dinim nefashos. So how does he know that if you have a split vote in the bezin of dinim mamonos? The Mishnah says later on daf chav tes, if it's a split vote 2-1, so the two win. And if the two dayanim out of the three say that Reuben is chayv to pay, so he pays $500,000 to Shimon. So the Gemara asks, but there's no pasuk. How do you know that you go basur? The pasuk only goes on dinim nefashos. So the Gemara says, well, that's a kavah chaimer. Maisila, that's the first wide line on Gimel on base. Maisila, Rabbi Yoshia derives this din b'kalvachamim din in the first. Ma din in the first is the chamiri. You're dealing with someone's life. Amrachman zil basaruba din mamnas lekolshkin. Certainly, go basarayv din mamnas if you have a split vote. So Rabbi Yoshia also agrees that you go basarayv. So Tosis has on this Gemara. Tosis has the kasha that the Gemara later on daf samach tes. Well, the Gemara says one might have thought that based on the pasuk v'hitzilu ho'edo, that we bend over backwards to try to acquit the nidon in dinin nefashis, so one might have thought that you don't go basarayv, you shouldn't go basarayv. So the Gemara says no, despite the fact that we do bend over backwards, we say v'hitzilu ho'edo, we apply v'hitzilu ho'edo in two areas. We apply it and daf lamed beis in hanhogas habezin, how bezin should be noig. The hanhogas habezin in the fash is different from the hanhogan dinim amenis, because they bend over backwards lamaisa to try to acquit the nidon. And then the way we establish the halachas, the way we darshan the psukim, the midrash atar and the drashas spam are slightly different in the area of dinim fashes, that we always darshan lahokel. What do you mean you darshan lahokel? Of course, having the fashes lahokel, if you're masupik, if you give him the death penalty, of course you don't. No, it means like this. Means there's a slight, it's not a sophie. The Dayanim think we should darshan one way, or the Tanoim think we should really darshan one way, but they only have a slight mentias hadas. They think we should darshan the pasuk lechumra, that it should be chayv misa, but they don't have such a strong hechrek to have a slight mentias hadas in that direction. And there are more rites in Yeridaya that if a chacham, who's a chacham shegiel arachum, is entitled to paskan ashayla, has a slight natias adas lahokel and an isa deraisa, that's enough. That's not called sofik deraisa lahumer. If he has a slight natias adas lahokel, is lahokel. But when it comes to dinin nefashas, a slight natias adas lahachmer is not sufficient. He say, v'hitzilahu eidah, the midrash atar and the dreshes for him, are different, and you have to have a stronger Netiyas Hadas. You have to be really convinced of it. So the Gemara had a Shaila on Daf Samach Tes, where they go Basar Rav and Din in the Nefashis. So the simple reading of the Gemara is, do you go Basar Rav in two different questions? Do you go Basar Rav in Darshaning the Psukim? So the Gemara says, yes, you do. You go Basar Rav in Kol HaTorah Kulo. The Ramban had in the beginning of Brachas an exception to the rule by Zman Kriyashma. Since the Chumash writes it in the singular, B'shoch B'cha U'v'kum E'cha, so it depends when Miyot Ben Yodam are going to sleep and when Miyot Ben Yodam are waking up. So there's a Yotzim in HaKlam. But usually we would establish halachas, we would darshan halachas, based on whatever the norm is, the way you go Basar Rav in establishing halachas. So Kriyashma is an exception to the rule. So here, Badir and the Fashas, that's the Shaila. The two ways, the darshan and the Pasuk. If you go Basar Rav, if you'll establish a din based on the Rav Nashim have a 9-month pregnancy, and therefore, ubra nikol lishlish yameha, she'll be hukka rubra after 3 months. So then you say the bensora mare can become chayv misa up until 3 months after the bar mitzvah, because we darshan kiel yish bein soreram bein v'loy av, not only bein v'loy av, if it's already a father bein v'loy haroy lekroso av, not only roy lekroso av means if he would have gotten married the day of his bar mitzvah, his wife could have theoretically had a baby 6 or 9 months later, and his wife could have theoretically been hukar rubra 3 months later. So if you're going on theoretically, so he could have married a girl who would have had a 7-month pregnancy. The Chachmei HaGemara thought there's such a thing as a 7-month pregnancy. So why don't you say that you can only become a ben sora mora the first 2 months and 10 days after the bar mitzvah, because theoretically, he could have married a girl who's going to have a 7-month pregnancy, and it's going to be hukar rubra lishlish yameh 2 months and 10 days. So why do we say that he can become as a ben sora mora up until 3 months? So the Gemara says, because you have over here a tug of war. There's a conflict. On the one hand, we always establish halachas. We always dashim psukim based on the roiv. So roiv nashim have a 9-month pregnancy, so it should really be 3 months. The window of opportunity to become a ben sora mora should really be 3 months. On the other hand, we should maybe bend over backwards. The dashim the psukim lehokel. So we should say that theoretically, he could have been Roy Lekroso Av, could have been Hukar Rubra, if he would have married a girl on the day of his bar mitzvah and made her pregnant on the same day. A kotna is in a meilid, but if they become bar mitzvahs, Roy Lehoilid, so he could have been Roy Lekroso Av at 2 months and 10 days after the bar mitzvah. So why do we say Lechumra that he still has the din of Ben Sora Mora till the full 3 months? So the Gemara says that the klal that the darshim psukim al pi roiv is other from the klal of the hitziluhed, that you bend over backwards and darshim psukim. Okay, so not only the Gemara says there, not only do you go basar roiv indeed in the foshes, as far as the midrash turned it reshes behem and darshaning the psukim. The last case in the Gemara Samach Tesim and Aleph seems to say that you go basar roiv in han hagas habezn also. If you're not sure what the facts of the case are, you go basar roiv to establish that the man is chayv misa. What was the case in the Gemara? So the Gemara towards the bottom of Samach Tesam and Aleph quotes, Amr Rabbi Yirmiyahu midifti afanana mitinina. I have arrived from a Mishnah Maseches Nida. Mishnah says in Nida that a girl before the age of 3 is ain biyosa bi, and a boy before the age of 9 is ain biyosa. She's not bas mitzvah until 12, and the boy is not bas mitzvah until the age of 13. But Roy Labiyah is by a girl is Shalosh Shana V'Yamech. Boy is Teisha Shana V'Yamech. So therefore the Gemara says, what if the girl was an Eishes Ish before the age of 3? How could she become an Eishes Ish? The father married her off. Of Mekabla Kiddushin for Bitok Tana. It's not right. The Gemara says it's stupid, it's silly that the father should marry off the daughter. What if she's going to get older? She's not going to like the guy. He's much older than she is. He has to be at least by mitzvah, and she's only 2. So there's already an 11-year gap in between them. So the Gemara says it's stupid and it's not right that the father should marry off the daughter, but the halacha says the father has a right. Father has a right to marry her off. So if the father marries off the daughter and she's only 2 years old, then somebody's mezana with the girl. So the girl is a ketana, of course she's pata. What about the boy? So if the girl is less than 2, he's embiyosa biyah. So that's not called a maisa eshes ish zinsa. So even a boy is not chai, but if the girl is older than three, then be also be it, then she's going to be chai. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti poses a question. The opening Mishnah in Yevamos assumes that if a man marries a woman, if it turns out that the woman is an islandess, that it's a kiddush tois, that she doesn't need a get. The question is this Minatora she doesn't need a get, Midirabana she does need a get, maybe even Midirabana she does need a get. Different opinions there in Tosis. But at least on the level of the Raisa, if the man marries a girl, she turns out to be an islandess, she doesn't need a get. A man marries a girl, she turns out to be an Akora. Akora is a different thing. Akora does need a get. The whole purpose of marriage in the days of the Gemara, the whole purpose of marriage is in order to have children. So if the girl can't have children, then it's considered a kiddush tois. So there are two types of women who can't have children. And Akora means it's some kind of a hormone balance. Maybe she's an Akora because she's undernourished. She doesn't eat enough food, or she eats too much food, or whatever. So that can be, sometimes that can be straightened out. If you go to the right doctor, with the right diet, that can be straightened out. But if the girl is an islandess means the whole body grows differently. The whole body grows differently. You can't tell that a girl is an islandess until the age of 20. The Gemara says the same thing as Soris. You can't tell that a boy, sometimes a boy is an okar. Sometimes he can't have children. So, okay. But a soris, you can't really tell. Soris has simoni soris. The whole body develops differently. And you can't really tell. The simoni soris are not meaningful till the boy and the girl reach the age of 20. Then we declare the boy is a soris and the girl is an islandess. So if I marry a girl, she turns out to be an akora. So you don't say it's kiddush tois. It could be, if they go to the right doctor, he'll probably be able to correct it. But if the girl turns out to be an islandess, the whole body is developing in an abnormal fashion. So then the Mishnah assumes that that's considered kiddush tois. Kiddush and atopsin in an islandess. If a man says, let's say the man knows the girl is an islandess, she already is 20, she has simoni islandess, and then everybody knows that it's impossible, she's not going to be able to have any children, whatever they're going to give him, whatever medication they're going to give. The girl is an islandess, she can't have any children. So someone wants to marry her anyway, he says, Haret mekudesh es l'kidushin atofsin. You don't say that an islandess is not an akeva and kidushin and atofsin. Kidushin atofsin. But if he didn't know, one that's a kibbal olav. He says, I want to marry her, even if it turns out that she'll be an islandess. But if he's like kibbal olav, a normal boy marries a normal girl. And then later on it turns out that the girl happens to be an islandess, then the opening Mishnah in Yevamos assumes that's a kiddush tois, at least min haTorah, there's no need for a get, maybe even mid rabbanan. That's what Tosa discusses on that first Mishnah in Yevamos. So the Gemara asks, how can the Mishnah Maseches Nidah say that if the father married off his daughter Akhtan at the age of two, the kiddushin atofsin, and then if she reaches the age of three and somebody is mezana with her, so she's Akhtan, she's a labasonshim, but the man, the boy who's a gadol, will be chayv misa? Why do you give the death penalty for Eishes Ish? It may turn out that she'll be an islandess and it'll turn out to be Kiddush Tois. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti says it must be Bechrev that you go Basarayv. We assume that the girl is an Eishes Ish. The odds are that she's probably not an islandess. How many people have you heard of who are islandess? And less than 1%. Very few people are islandess. So since the Rayv is that it's not going to be a Kiddush Tois, so you give the Einish Misa based on the Reif. That's Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti proves that. Now there, you're not talking about establishing a drasha from the Pasuk. You're talking about a real question. Is the girl, we're not sure whether the girl is an Eishes Ish or not. Because the father married her off at the age of two. And you can't tell Simone Islandess until she reaches the age of 20. And then you have to see how the body is developing by the age of 20. So the Mishnah seems to say that you give the death penalty today. Doesn't say you wait another 20 years. Doesn't say you wait until she reaches the age of 20 and to see whether she's an islandess or not, whether the Kedushim or Topsin. You assume right now that she's not an islandess, you go Basarab. So the Gemara says not necessarily so. You could really insist, Tochmaskin on the Kibli Lave. That's how the Gemara says on the eighth line from the top on Samach Tesan and Base. It's not a conclusive proof in the Mishnah, because one could argue, and one could say, that maybe the case in the Mishnah is an unusual case, only if the boy married the girl, he says, even if it turns out that she's an islandess, I want to marry her anyway. I already had children from the previous marriage. He doesn't need any more children. He's not worried about it. Doesn't want to have any children. Well, he can't have any children, whatever the case happens to be. Yeah, but that's a tchiyah, but that's not quoted l'halacha. So we assume that the din is like Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti said, that you go basarev to give din in nefasha. So that's what Taisus is asking Akashi. You see from the Gemara and Daf Samach Tes, Taisus on Gimel and Beis happened to quote the first two cases in the Gemara. That you go basarev and darshaning the pasuk by the Ben Sora Mora. Not that we're predicting that he's going to marry a girl who he may not get married at all. We're going to give him the death penalty. For sure he's not going to get married. We're not predicting, we're just being koveh da halacha. Bein v'lo yav, bein v'lo haroi l'kroso av. And roi l'kroso av is not only after 9 months after the bar mitzvah. He could have gotten married the day of his bar mitzvah. His wife could have had a baby 9 months later. It could have been hukah rubra 3 months later. So why don't we chisel it further down to say 2 months and 10 days? And Mar says, no, we established halachas based on the roi. So Taisa says, not only do you see from the Gemara that you go basarev in establishing the halachas, like the 3 months of the Ben Sora Moreh, or to establish the halacha, how accurate do the Edom have to be? Since it's a common thing, Ruba Din Shetob Bibur Diyarcha, many people would make a mistake, they wouldn't know exactly which day was established as Rosh Chodesh. Not everybody goes to Shul, but not everybody said Yalav Yavar on Rosh Chodesh. So a lot of people wouldn't know until the second half of the month. A lot of people wouldn't know whether Rosh Chodesh was on Shabbos or on Sunday. They wouldn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. So because Ruba Din Shitob Bibur Diach, so many people make a mistake. So when the Chachamim required that the Edom should say Be'ez Yom, what day? So they say what day of the week. That everybody knows. Is it Monday, Wednesday, Thursday? You don't make a mistake. You're not sure whether it's Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. No. So that they required you should know what day of the week this story happened. But what day of the month it happened, what month it happened, that he should know. But then what day of the month, in the first half of the month, not everybody will know. So since Ruba Din Shitob Bibur Diyarcho, so many people make a mistake. So the Chachamim Melechatchila were koveya that the accuracy of the witnesses has to be within a range of a day. Because Adam Toya, Ruba Din Shitob Bibur Diyarcho, same thing, Adam Toya B'Shachas. So if 1:08 says it was 9:15, 1:08 says it was 9:30 or 9:45, since Adam Toya b'shoachas, so the Edom are not expected to be so accurate in the Haggadah Seder. So there, not only do go basar roiv to be kaveh halachas and did nefashis lechumre to give the death penalty, but even to be mevar the facts of the case. We don't know. We're not sure whether the girl is an eshes ish. She may be an islandess. She's only 2 years old. She's only 3 years old. The father was a mekabel kedushin. When she reaches the age of 20, another 17 years, we may discover that the girl is an eyeless. How do you administer Misa now? You don't know what's going to turn out later. It may turn out she's an eyeless, it's a Kedusha toy. So the answer is you go basarai. So that's Tesis Kasha. Why don't you have the same Kavah Chaimah that Rabbi Yoshi has? That if you have a split vote in the Bezdin, then you go basarai, even though the Pasuk is on. The Pasuk and Mishpat, the Macharam Lad, is only talking about Dinei Nefashis. But nonetheless, we establish a Kal V'Chomer that Dini Mamin is like Olshkein, so why not say the same over here? If you're not sure what the facts of the case are, so you should go if you go Basarayv to give Misa, so you should certainly go Basarayv to be Mechayv someone Mom. That's Taisis Kasha, and it's a Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, where the Holch Mamin Achar Harov, or Ein Holch Mamin Acharayv, and the Halacha is like the opinion, Ein Holch Mamin Acharayv. You don't go Basarayv, that's Taisis Kasha. That is Taisus Kash. So Taisus answers that there are different kinds of roiv. There's a roiv 99.99%, there's a roiv 95%, 85%, 75%, 65%. There's a roiv of 51%, 50.0001. It's also a roiv. There are different levels of roiv. Million and one levels of roiv. So Taisus says, Anachanami, any roiv that's so powerful, so strong that you can give Einish Misa, like idleness. How common is it that a woman may turn out to be an idleness? Probably less than 1%. Less than 1%. So since it's such an insignificant raiv, so therefore you do give din in the fashis. You ignore the hitzilahu eda, you do give din in the fashis. And if you can be give din and nefashas based on such a rive, you can certainly be mitzi mamon based on such a rive. But if it would be a weaker rive, it would only be, let's say, a rive of 85%, not such a powerful rive, 85%. So Tosfos says, anachanami, you wouldn't give the einish din nefashas. Islandess is probably over 99% derived. But if it would be only 85% derived, you wouldn't give din in the fashas, and you wouldn't be mitzi mamon either. You wouldn't be mitzi mamon. Why? I bet rive is good all over, right? Even a rive of 50.1% is a good rive. Yeah, but not to be mitzi mamon from a mulsak. Why? Because the Gemara says over there in Bava Basra on the Daf, Tzadik Beis, at Tosfos quotes, Rob is good in Nisa Veheta, but in Mammon is because we learn out from a pasuk that there's a concept of Mukhzok. Whoever is holding on to the Mammon is considered Mukhzok, so we say, Amoitzi Mecha Ve'eroi, all of Haraya. The one who wants to be Moitzi the Mammon, Miara Mukhzok, needs a Raya Alimta, all of Haraya, with the Hey Hayidia. He needs a Raya Alimta. So Raiv is not, so it depends on how good a Raiv. If it's a Raiv of over 99%, so it's good even for Nefashim, so it's good to make him pay Mammon as well. But if it's just a rav of 85%, anachanami wouldn't be good enough to administer din in the pashas. We would say the hitzilah hueda, and it wouldn't be good either to be mitzi mamon from a mulsak. That's what our Tosfos says. So on the bottom of the page, they refer you to the Tosfos and other mesichtas. So there's one of the many Tosfos in the Tosfos Bava Kama Chav Zayin on the base. Tosfos raises the same question. There they don't seem to give the same answer that they say here. There they seem to say that even though Rov is good to give the death penalty, but Rov is not good to be Motzi Mammon from a Muxa. We learned that from Xeris HaKosov, HaMotzi Machavera, all of Haraya. We learned that from a Pasuk that whoever, that there's an institution of Muxok, the one who's holding on to Mammon Misofik, and he claims that it's his. He thinks that it may be his. He thinks that it's his, or he Tainas Vadai that it's his, either Tainas Bori or Tainas Shema. So he's called Muxok on what he's holding on to. That's a person who's walking in the street, he picks up an Aveda. He knows it's not his. So he's not called Muxagana. The only one is called Muxag, someone holding on to Mammon and claims Bivadai that it's his, or at least he has a Taina Shema. Maybe it's mine. But if the person holds on to Mammon and he says, it's absolutely not mine, I found it in the street, doesn't belong to me, so he's not a Muxag.
Are you bringing the case of Islandess? Is everybody assuming that Tosfos was referring to that even though never?
Yeah, Luchara, yeah. Tosfos only quoted the first two cases, which don't really prove the point. So the one that really proves the point is the third case of the islanders.
That's
in Samach Tosfos and Aleph, yeah. Yeah, that's the last five lines on the Daf.
But the row for Ebeitzin of the Imamun, two Dayanim wrote Chayev and one wrote Potter, that's only a row of about 67%.
Right.
So why should that be a good enough row to be Motzi Mammon?
It's a good question. Whenever you have a unit, let's say you have a Raiv of Din and the Fashas, you have 13 say Chayiv Misa and 10 say Potter from Misa. So also, it's not over 99%. But that's a Din, Ruba Kekuloi. So it's considered as if the Psak is issued by the entire Bezna of 23. When you have a unit, you say Ruba Kekuloi.
That's what Ruba Chayiv says, right? On Baba Kama, that tells us.
Right, that you say Ruba Kukula over here, right? But the Sanhedrin, the Rishonim say like that. They say in the end of Yuma, they ask a question, if in Sofik Nefashis Yidonga Basarayiv, let's say someone is sick on Shabbos. Say maybe we're not so sure, we're laymen. We don't know how seriously sick it is. Could be that it's nothing, and it could be that he's so sick he's going to die even if we drive him to the hospital on Shabbos. But the din is that Yidonga Basarayiv, even though the odds are that he's going to die. But if there's a slim chance that he's going to survive, then you're Machal Shabbos, or you insist that he should eat on Yom Kippur, whatever the case happens to be, and then you try to save his life, even though the odds are that he's going to live anyway, the odds are that he's going to die anyway. So it's only a slim chance of saving his life. So the Rishonim asked the Akasha, the Ramban and the Meiri, the end of Yuma, they asked the Akasha, if you don't go Basarev in the Nefashas, so how do you go Basarev if there's a split vote, if 13 say Chai Mis and 10 say Potter? So that's a 10 to 13. That's a big miut. That's a miut hamotzi miut. 10 out of 23 is a big chunk of a miut. So why do you go basarai? Then they say, that's the halacha. That since you have a unit of a Sanhedrin or a unit of a Bezna 3, so you say Ruba Kukula. So it's, the halacha considers it as if the psak is issued by the entire Bezna 3, as if the psak were issued by the entire Sanhedrin of the 23. We learn out all the dinim from that same pasuk. Achar Abin Lahatas tells us that you go bas the roif to ascertain what the din is. Then number two, that you say ruba kukulai. That you say ruba kukulai. And then somehow, we don't know exactly how, Rashi always says like that, somehow we learn out from that same pasuk that there's a din of bitl beroif. How do you learn a bitl beroif? That's a deep dark secret. Nobody knows exactly. How do you say bitl beroif? The little chazal shmaltz falls into a pot of soup and you have shishin and the soup against the chazal shmaltz and you can't taste it. So that's bitl beroif. So where do you see in the bezin if there's a split vote of 2-1 or 23 Sanhedrins or 13 say chayv and 10 say potter? Where do you see there's an institution of bitl beroif over here? Where is there a tarubis? Where is there bitl? So that's a problem. But Rashi always says that bitl beroif is also learned out from the same post. We don't know exactly how. But the other two we do understand. We go aslina basaruba to ascertain what the din is. We assume that the 13 say chayiv, 10 say potter. The din is like the roiv, that is chayiv misa. And then we say ruba kukula, that we consider it as if the psak was issued by the entire Sanhedrin. That's by the 13 who say chayiv. So again, so the artis says any roiv that's good for nefashis is good for mominis. And any roiv that's not strong enough to be moitzi mammon, if you have a very powerful roiv, you would be moitzi mammon. But if you have a weaker roiv, and by mammon you're not moitzi, because you need hamoitzi machaber all of haraya, with hey haidea raya alimtos, and such a roiv would not be good for nefashis either. Taka, because we hit tzilu eida. Tzilu eida says we wouldn't accept a weaker roiv, and hamoitzi machaber all of haraya with hey haidea also says the same thing. We wouldn't accept a weaker roiv. No, unit means like this. The Maritz Chayis in Nazir has a funny question. He says, if there's a Kazayas of Chazer and I eat a roiv of the Kazayas, so how come you never heard that someone should say that I get Malkus? Why don't you say Ruba Kukulai? Since I ate the roiv of a Kazayas, he asks about a Nazir. A Nazir drinks a revius of wine, so why does he have to drink the whole revius? On Pesach night, you don't have to drink the whole revius. They say ruba kukula. If you drank roiv kaisi yotze, so maybe we should say by the nazir, if you have a cup of wine, you drink roiv ruba kukula, you should be loik if he drinks roiv revius. So the Maritz Chayis says that kasha. So the printer, the typesetter, put in brackets that it's a stupid kasha. He put in brackets. He took the liberty of putting in brackets years ago. Typesetter decided to do whatever he wants. So he put in parentheses. There's no tzushta. It's a stupid kasha. Why is it a stupid kasha? So that's Yadua B'Shem. Rab Chaim and others say, you only say Ruba Kukula when you have a unit. When you have, let's say, on Pesach night, it's not, you have to drink Arba Kosis. It's not called a Kos unless you have a Revius. But it's not a din you have to drink a Revius of wine. You have to drink a Kos. And a Kos, the minimum amount of wine that you need for a Kos is a Revius. So once you have a Revius, and the Kos is Mole, and you drink a Roiv of the Kos, so you say Ruba Kukula. That's a din of Ruba Kukula. So here, let's say you have a Bezin of 3 or you have a Sanhedrin of 23. So we say Ruba Kukula if the Psak is issued 2-1. The Psak is issued 13-10. So you say Ruba Kukula, there's a unit here of a Sanhedrin, unit of a Bezin. And we say that the Roiv is considered as if the Psak was issued by the entire Bezin, by the entire Sanhedrin. But over there, by the Nazir drinking wine, or by a person eating Chazer, he has to eat a kazai. So what do you mean ruba kukula? But bottom line, he didn't eat a kazai. So there is no unit that you can say ruba kukula. See, when you shecht, you have to shecht the nevein, you have to shecht the kone and the veishet. The kone is the windpipe and the veishet is the food pipe. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says ruba shalachot kamoya. Roiv kone is good and roiv veishet is good. Why? Because that's a unit. You have to shecht the kone, you have to shecht the veishet. So roiv the kone is sufficient, roiv the veishet is sufficient. But over there, by drinking, Nazir drinking wine, then he has to drink a revius of wine. No, Allah, he has to drink a kais, has to drink a certain volume. So if he didn't drink the whole volume, so it's not. You have to have that shear. You don't say Ruba Kukula by shear. You only say Ruba Kukula when the shear is to accomplish a certain unit. So then I say, you need a revius in order to be considered a kos. So then once you have a kos, I say, we drink roif kais. If you drink roif kais, it's good. It's considered as if you drank the whole kais.
So the fiddle for roif, could you learn from that because you have a unit then of the other substance. That's the majority. Fiddle for roif.
How can you learn from the bezin? The original pasuk is by a bezin. Acharam lahat is by bezna. If you have a split vote of 13, say chayiv misa, 10 say potter, say go basa raiv. A unit of a sanhedrin. So how do you see bittul beraiv?
Because it's a unit of heter. What the drop of chazadah drop falls in.
Yeah.
So you have the unit, the majority is heter.
Okay. But how do you see that in the Chumash? How do you see from the you see it from the Yoredei, it says like that.
Okay.
How did the Tanoim see it in the Pasuk Acharam Lahat? Where did they see Bezen that you say Bittul Beraiv? There's no Taruvis at all. But Bezen is not Taruvis. Each Dayan sits there and he expresses his opinion clearly and loudly. He says what his opinion is. There's no Taruvis. No Taruvis over there. So that's a problem. Where did the Tanoim see Bittul Beraiv in the Pasuk? So Nochmas, the Artes says that there are different degrees of roiv. Any roiv that's not acceptable for nefashas would not be acceptable for mamonis either.
Doesn't those seem to say that the reason that wrote Dayanim work is because the Ruba the Isa Kaman? He doesn't mention Ruba Kukulo, because Tosfos, when he asks the Kasha, and then he says, Be'im Lomar, that we're only talking about Ruba the Isa Kaman, he sort of goes on to even ask Ruba the Isa Kaman.
Right. The Tosfos expression, Tosfos says, Ruba the Isa Kaman is the Pasuk, and even Acharam Lahatis is Ruba the Isa Kaman. It's a split vote, 13 Seichai Misa. And say Potter. So that Rav happens to be Ruba de Isa Kaman. So there's a sugya in the first perik in Chulin, on Daf Yud, where the Gemara asks, Minoha Milsa Dam Rachman and Zil Basa Ruba. How did the Tanoim know that there's a din? We see from Mishnah that there is a din, you go Basa Rav. How did they know that there's a din, you go Basa Rav? Gemara says, well, it's enough in the Pasuk, Gacharab Lahatis. Gemara says, no, from the Pasuk you can only see that you follow Ruba de Isa Kaman. You have Dayanim and you count them up, and it's a split vote, 13 to 10. So that's a Ruba Disa Kaman. How do you know that? You have a right to go even Basa Ruba Delesa Kaman. So the Gemara proves from Mishnayis that you do go Basa Ruba Delesa Kaman. But the Gemara's bottom line, where does it say it in the Chumash? So it doesn't say it in the Chumash. What's Taka the answer? How did the Tanoim know that you go Basa Ruba Delesa Kaman? Rav Noshim are not islanders. Where's the Gemara? Chulin. So the Gemara just proves from Mishnah is that you go Basa Roiv even Ruba de Leisa Kamon. From the Chumash you only see Ruba de Isa Kamon, but from the Mishnah you see even Ruba de Leisa Kamon. So Rashi at the end of the Gemara says either it's Halacha Moshe Misinai that you go in the Chumash Achra Amnahat is only talking about Ruba de Isa Kamon. How do you know that even Ruba de Leisa Kamon is also good? So Rashi has two opinions. Either it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, or the Chachamim had a tradition that this too is learned out in the same Pasuk. Pasuk says, Acharab Lahatas, it goes both on Aruba the Isa Kamon, as well as on Aruba the Leisa Kamon. Okay, where's the Rashi? Rashi's on the top of Yud Aleph and Aleph. Top of Yud Aleph and Aleph. Where is it? No, excuse me, Yud Beis and Aleph. The Sugya is Yud Aleph and Aleph. But the Rashi is the top of Yud Beis Amen Aleph. So Rashi has one opinion, Levada Halacha Moshe Misinai, Oda Samchina Arube Deleisi Kamon, Einame, it's also learned out from the same Pasuk, Acharav Nahatuz goes on both. And that's why Tosis uses the expression that the Gemara and Daf Samach Tes makes it clear that even Arube Deleisi Kamon, from the Pasuk, Acharav Nahatuz, you only see that you follow Arube Deleisi Kamon. You have the Dayanim sitting in front of you and they have a split vote, it's 13 to 10. So you follow Ruba de Isa Kaman. How do you know that even Ruba de Leisa Kaman is good? So that's a Gemara late on Daf Samachtes. To establish whether a woman is an islandess, and rove people make a mistake, what they are the month it is. It's not Ruba de Isa Kaman. It's in general, we know that people don't pay so much attention to when Rosh Chodesh was.
So why did Rebbe need to say Ruba Kukulo? Why isn't the Tosfos? Doesn't it just seem to come out of Tosfos that just the mere fact of just when you have a Ruba de Isa Kaman, Ruba de Isa Kaman is enough to be Moti Mamon, and we would follow that when it comes to Nefashos. Before Tosfos' question about Ruba de Isa Kaman.
We wouldn't go about a Ruba de Isa Kaman to be Moti Mamon. No, we would not. No. Ain Hoch Mamon Achor, you wouldn't follow Ruba de Isa Kaman or Ruba de Isa Kaman. Let's just ask that you see from the Gemara and Daf Samach Tes that not only the Pasuk tells us Acharam Lahatas you follow a Rav to administer Misa by Ruba de Isa Kaman, even Ruba de Leisa Kaman also, so there's no difference between the two. So why do you say in Bava Kama Why do you say in Baba Basun Daf at Tzadik Beis in Hochem and Mammon Achar Harov you don't follow Rov? Why not? Every Rov, both Isikam and Aleskam, every Rov is good by Nefashis, every Rov should be good by Mammonis as well. That's the Kasha. So Tais answers, it depends what percentage you're dealing with. If it's such a high percentage of a Rov that the Mitz is so insignificant, like by Eilenis, then such a Rov would be good to be Moitzi Mammon as well. But if it's not such a gewaltige Rav, it's not that it's a miut that's less than 1%. It's 85% Rav and 15% miut. So such a Rav would be good in Nisa v'Heter, but it wouldn't be good indeed in the Farshas because we bend over backwards, we say, it wouldn't be good in Mammonis for a different reason because we say, all of Raya need a Raya Limto. So such a Rav wouldn't be acceptable. But Taisa says it's for two different reasons. By Mammonis, it's a Rav. 85% right wouldn't be acceptable because of the klal hamotz machaber all of harai need a raya limta, and by nefashis it wouldn't be good because we bend over backwards and we say v'hitzi lehoedah. You don't always bend over backwards. If it's over 99% of a raiv, then that's such a gevaldig a raiv. So you would go bus a raiv in nefashis and such a raiv, you would go bus a raiv in mamanis as well. That's what our Tosis says. Then if you look in the Tosis there in Baba Kama Daf Chav Zayin, they don't seem to say the same thing that they said over here. They don't seem to say that any roiv that's good by nefashis would be good by mammonis. They don't seem to hold like that at all. They seem to say it's a special din in mammonis because the fellow is a muchzak. A person is not considered muchzak on his life. We say hanusham alach v'aguf shalach. Our soul belongs to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. We're not muchzak on our life. We're not allowed to commit suicide. Our life, we're not the balabatam on our body, we're not the balabatam on our souls. We're not allowed to ruin our lives. We're not allowed to ignore our good health. We have to take care of our good health. But person is there is no concept that a person is muhsak on his life. But in Mammonis, there's exeris akosav. We learn that from a pasuk there in Baba Kama, Daphne and Vav, that there is an institution of muhsak, and we say, Hamoitza machavera, all of our eye, whoever is muhsak, in order to take the money away from the muchzik, you need a raya limta, you need a superior raya. All of haraya with the hey hayadia. That's what the Trumas Adeshin says. That's Rab Shimon Shkop and Shari Yoshe quotes this from the Trumas Adeshin, but he never saw it in the Trumas Adeshin in the original. So he writes that he saw it in the Kesef Nifchar quoting the Trumas Adeshin. He didn't have to be so honest. Kesef Nifchar is a sefer that has sugyas. In Europe, in certain yeshivas, in Hungary, and other yeshivas, other countries, they used to learn sugya. So they would learn the sugya of Raif, and they would write svarim like that. Instead of going straight, dav beis, dav gimel, dav dalet, they would learn one sugya from the beginning to the end, and all related gemaras and all the different mesichtas, they would learn it. So they learned the sugya of Rab, so they learn two blat and chulin, and in the end of Yivam is a couple of blat, and then in Sanhedrin over here, and Baba Kama over there, they would learn the whole sugya. So you have to have all the mesichtas in order to learn it. So one of the rabbanim put out a sefer that's called Kesef Nifchar. He has alphabetically arranged the title of sugyas, like you have in Encyclopedia Talmud did. You go from Aleph to Tav, they didn't reach Tav yet, but the Kesef Nifchar reached the Tav, so he has titles of sugyas, and then he quotes the Gemaras with the Rashis when it's necessary. He usually only quotes Rashi if it's really difficult to read the Gemara. Usually he doesn't quote Rashi. He quotes the Rashi and the relevant Tosfos and the relevant Rambams, and they're relevant Magen Mishnah, Kesef Mishnah, Mishlah Melech, up until Merkevus HaMishnah. That's as far as he goes. Merkevus HaMishnah, many students never heard of it. Merkevus HaMishnah is a sefer on the Rambam. The author of the sefer was the rabbi who lived in Chelma, not Chelma. Chelma is a different city. Chelma was a city. Mishnah Berurah quotes him a lot. He has a sefer on Aruch Chaim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes him a lot. So so this sefer, Kesef Nifchar, when he has the sugya of Raiv, so he quotes the Trumas Adeshin. So Rav Shimon Shkop was so honest, he didn't want people to think that he knows the Trumas Adeshin from the original. So he writes, he saw in the Kesef Nifchar that he quotes the Trumas Adeshin, who says, this hezber, it's a very good hezber, that you learn after Pasuk, there's an institution of Muchzok by Mammonis. The one who's holding on to the Mammon and claims that it's his, either Tainus Bori or Tainus Shema, is called Muchzok on the Mammon. And whoever is muchzak on the moment, ha-moitzi mechavera, if someone, the taveh, wants to take the money away from the one who's muchzak on the money, all of harai, he needs a rai alimta, he needs a rai with a hey hayidiyah. So a plain raiv will not be good. You need a superior raiv. So Tosfos in Baba Kama, Tosis Bava Kama doesn't seem to agree with that Tosis. Tosis Bava Kama seems to hold, even though Rove is good to give din in the fashas, you can't make a Kal v'chomer. If Rove is good to take away the guy's life, certainly Rove is good to make him pay money. No, that's not a good Kal v'chomer, because you have a pasuk that the person is muchzak on the money that he's holding on to. Whatever money is in his shoes, he's considered muchzak on the money, and you need a raya limta. So Rove is no good to take away money from a muchzak, but Rove is good to administer din in the fashas, because the person is not muchzak on his life. It's a new concept, muchzak on mamon, and it's exeris hakosov. It's only muchzak on mamon. Fine. So it's two opinions in Tosfos. Two opinions in Tosfos. Whether Rav would be good to administer din in the fashas.
Tosfos here is not assuming that Rubi the Yitzhak Haman would be able to be mosi mamon from muchzak. What's Tosfos accomplishing with his ve'en loma? Tosfos asks the kashan, and he says ve'en loma that we're only talking about Rubi the Yitzhak Haman, even by Rubi the Lassak Haman will be in the fashas. What does he need the ve'en loma stage for?
No, they're just proving for the Gemara. We don't distinguish between the two. Someone might have made a distinction. And they said, no distinction. All the Rives are good for Din and the Fashas. So if all the Rives are good for Din and the Fashas, all the Rives should be good by Din and Mom. And it says, well. So they say, Anachanami, depends how strong the Rive is. If it's a very strong Rive, but with a miut, a very slight miut against it, then it would be good, Lahotzi Mom, and then it would be good for the Fashas as well. But if it's not such a good rive, just a rive 85% or 90%, something like that, it wouldn't be good for nefashas because we hit siloed, and it wouldn't be good for mamon esida because all of harayeh need a hey haidir. But they're not distinguishing between isa kaman and leisa kaman. Tosfos does not distinguish.
What distinction would we have made with regard to this kal v'chomer not to say that rubid isa kaman could be multi mamon?
Okay, but the din is not so. There's no marker for that. There's no marker for that. So you look, there's a famous Rambam. There's a Gemara at the end of the first Perek in Ksuvos. The Gemara quotes a Mishneh Machshirin. Mishneh Machshirin discusses a situation that a little baby is found in a basket. Someone gave birth to a baby and they don't, she's a single girl or she's embarrassed. Maybe the kid is a mother. For some reason or another, whatever, for some reason or another, she can't raise this baby. So she leaves the baby on the steps to the police station. So what do you assume the baby is? So the Mishnah says if the rive of the women who are able to give birth to babies in this city are Jewish, we assume the baby is Jewish. And if the rive of the women who are able to give birth to babies are not Jewish, then you assume the baby is not Jewish. Igo basarive. So the Rambam quotes his din in Hilchas Yisuri Bia. When the Rambam quotes the dinim in Hilchas Yisuri Bia, quotes the dinim of intermarriage. You're not allowed to marry. One is not permitted to marry a non-Jewish person unless they converted, and then some converts he's still not allowed to marry. Amayim ayavi mitzvah v'adoymi. The Rambam quotes all the dinim. So then he says, and what if you're not sure where you find a baby? Matzat tinach mushloch ba'ir. You don't know whether it's a Jewish baby or a non-Jewish baby. So the Rambam says, you go basar roiv. So he says, let's say roiv of the women in the Rive of the women who are able to give birth to babies in this city are Jewish. You assume the baby is Jewish. However, the Rambam says he wouldn't give din and nefashas based on that. When this baby boy grows up and he marries a Jewish girl, how can he marry a Jewish girl? He's a Suffolk mamzer. We don't know who he is. We don't know. Maybe he's Jewish and maybe he's a mamzer. We assume he is Jewish. Maybe he's a mamzer. You don't know, it's a shtuki v'asufi. You don't know the father, you don't know who the mother is. Asufi means you bring a baby in from the outside, you pick the baby up in a basket, you don't know who the father is, you don't know who the mother is. A shtuki means we know who the mother is, but when he asks who's my father, so the mother says, keep still and don't ask any questions. So a shtuki, we know the mother, we don't know the father, is a suffix mamza. Asufi is also, you don't know who the mother is, you don't know who the father is. So also, an asufi is also a suffix mamza. So a Suffolk mamzer min haTorah is mutter to marry a mamzeris and mutter to marry a ksheira, but min the Rabbanan, he's not allowed to marry either. So who does he marry? If you have a shtuki v'asufi, who does he marry? So the Rambam says, let him marry a giyuris, because a giyuris is permitted to marry a mamzer. So the Rambam has this din. If you have an asufi, you have a mutter tinek mushloch bu'ir, you find a baby in the city, you don't know who the father is, you don't know who the mother is, and the majority of the women who are childbearing age are Jewish, then you assume the child is going to be Jewish. So if this boy grows up, he has a bar mitzvah in shul, he goes to yeshiva, then he gets married. Who does he marry? Master marry a gyoris. He can't marry a ksher, maybe he's a mamzer. He can't marry a mamzeris, maybe he's a kosher. Sofik mamzer, men atar is mutter to marry either one or the other. Shev Shmaitzer, the chapter in the Shev Shmaitzer says, he quotes Achrenim before him, the Sofik mamzer can marry two wives also, before the Chaim Rabbi Ben Gershon, can marry two wives at the same time. One of them is Avadah mamzeris, and one of them is a ksherah. Even though Mimonav Shach, he's doing something wrong. That's the pasuk that is Sofik Mamzer is Mutam and Antara. Even Bemokam Tarte de Sas, he can marry two wives also. But with the Rabbanah, they said he's not allowed to marry. The Sofik Mamzer is not allowed to marry. Ksher is not allowed to marry a Mamzeris either. He has to marry a Gioris. A Gioris is permitted to marry a Mamzeris. A Gioris is permitted to marry a Mamzer. A Gioris is permitted to marry a Kosher. So whatever he is, the Asufi, whatever he is, whether he's a Mamzer or not, he's permitted to marry a Gior. So the Ramahas, you have this child and they write with the people and said, you're Jewish, and we assume that the baby is Jewish. Then he grows up and he gets married to a Jewish girl, a Gioris, okay. So he says, the Gioris is not about a Yeshishish, the Gioris only a Sofik Yeshishish. Maybe the baby was a Goy. Even though we paskin 25 years ago when the baby was born, we paskin that he's Jewish, but based on the Rive, because the Rive of the women childbearing age in this community was Jewish, so we went Basarai, but he says he don't go Basarai to administer din in the fashas. So since it's a Sofik, whether the boy is Jewish or not, and if he's not Jewish, then in Kiddushin Dobson, he marries a Jewish girl, she's not an Eishes Ish. So we can't go Basarai to administer din in the fashas. Mr. Ramam writes that Yeroy Lee, he writes, in his opinion, there wouldn't be, it's in Hilchos Yisuri Biyah, when he's quoting that Gemara, the last daf in the first perik in Ksubas, here it is. In perik Tez Vav, Halacha Chav Vav, Rambam writes, Yeroy Lee, in my opinion, Rambam has very few Yeroy Lees, less than 100. Yeroy Lee, she called Medina means a big metropolis, called Medina Sheyesh Bashivcha Oy Akum Haruya Lele, if there's one non-Jewish woman who's of childbearing age, even though 99% of the women in the city are Jewish, and you assume the baby's Jewish, but there's one woman who's childbearing age who's not Jewish, hoil v'ho asufe hanimtza sham, the baby who was found in the street, sofik akum, sofik eved, kishayisa hagioris, when he gets married, kemoshe biyano, as he explained previously, he can't marry a kshera, because maybe he's a mamzer, he can't marry a mamzeris, maybe he's not a mamzer, he has no choice, he has to marry the Asufi. As a Sofik Mamzer, some of the Rabbani, he's not allowed to marry Ksheri, not allowed to marry Psul, he has to marry a Gioris. So Kishisa, a Gioris, Kemoshe Biyarna, as we just explained, a raise a Sofik Eshesish. Woman is not a Balei Eshesish, it's only a Sofik Baba. Under the Chuppah, did they say the Brochas or not? He said, yeah, we said the Brochas under the Chuppah, because you go Basarayv. But as far as Din and the Fash is concerned, you don't go Basarayv. There's one chance out of 100, less than one chance out of 100, let's say, that the child is a goy. So, in Horim ala Sofik, you don't administer din in the fashas based on a Sofik. So the Raibit is Masig on the Rambam, because of Haraibit Zal, Matzana b'Masecha Sanhedrin, he's quoting the same Gemara Daf Samach Tes on Sanhedrin, that the Tesis quotes here. Matzana b'Masecha Sanhedrin, Shaholchim b'dinei nefashos achar harov. So he says the Rambam is a pella. How could the Rambam say that you don't go basarayv in dinei nefashos against the Gemara? So the first two cases said that tzofnas paneach has a sefer on the Rambam. Tzofnas paneach is by the Rogat Shava. So the first two cases the Gemara quoted about the ben soramora that he can become a ben soramora till the age of 3 months after bar mitzvah. And the other case, Rubadin Shitobi Bur Diyarcha, so we don't expect such precision from the witnesses. As long as they say what day of the month it was within a range of 2 days, we ask them what day of the week it is, that everybody should know. What day of the week did it happen? Because people are not drunk all week long. They don't know whether Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, everybody knows. So we expect that the witness should know what day of the week. But to know what day of the month, just like to know what hour in the day. People don't have, the watches are not so accurate today. In the days of the Tanoim, they didn't even have watches, they didn't have clocks, they used to have sundials and so on. So the accuracy was not so gewaltig. So we can't expect so much accuracy from the Edom. So within a range of an hour or two or three, that's considered accurate edus. So the same thing, what day of the month it is, we kaver the din, basa roiv. We go basa ruba din shetobi bur di yarcho, so they don't have to be so accurate regarding what day of the month it was. So the first two cases in the Gemara and Daf Samach Tes don't really serve as a contradiction against the Rama. You're going basa roiv to be kaver what the din is. But the third case is agut tikasha from Islandist. Third case, you ascertain the woman is married, she's an Eshes Ish, because you assume she's not an island. She would have been an island, it would have been a Kedusha Tois. So you're ascertaining the facts in the case and declaring that it's not a Kedusha Tois based on a Raif. So you see that you follow Raif not only in being Kovea and darshaning the Psukim and establishing the Alochas, being Kovea Alochas. You go about the Raif in the particular case to say that the individual is Chayiv Misa. So that's the Raif, it's Kasha on the Rambam. That's the Raif, it's Kasha on the Rambam. So the Sheb Shmaitzer talks about this. Sheb Shmaitzer thinks that the answer is that there's a difference between Aruba de Issa Kamon and Aruba de Leisa Kamon. That when you say the Roiv Noshim are not islandess, that's a physiological Roiv that's all over the world. That's the Teva Ha'olam is like that. So that kind of a Roiv would be good to administer Din and the Foshes. Aruba de Leisa Kamon, that's a good Roiv. But here, this is not a built into the Teva Ha'olam, that the roiv of the women in the city depends what the population of the city is. Some cities there'll be overwhelmingly Jewish population, some cities overwhelmingly Goyish population, some cities will be close to 50-50. That's a plain old Ruba de Sikamon. That's not a Ruba de Sikamon. So the Sheh Shmaitzer thinks that the Rambam would agree that you go basa Ruba de Sikamon to administer Misa. That's why the Gemara says you can rely on the Roiv, that Roiv Noshim are not islanders, because that's a Ruba de Leisa Kamon. Ruba de Leisa Kamon is stronger. But a Ruba de Issa Kamon, that's what the Rama says. You can't rely on that. So Abitzko Honon has a tshuva. He doesn't like the Sheb Shmaitzer. He says, what kind of an answer is that? The original Pasuk in Chumash, Acharav Lahatas, is only talking about Ruba de Issa Kamon. So the Gemara had a discussion in Chulin. Do you go? Is this? How did the rabbis know that you go basa roiv, even a ruba de leisa kamon? Because all you know from the chumash ruba de leisa kamon. So Gemara very hard. The Gemara proved that the din is that you do go basa roiv, even ruba de leisa kamon, but they were not able to prove it from any pasuk and chumash. So that's why Rashi writes he's not sure what the end of the story is. Is ruba? How do you know ruba de leisa kamon is acceptable? Either we say it's halacha moshe misina. Talking not based on the pasuk. The pasuk Acharav Lahatz only goes on Ruba de Issa Kamon. Or maybe this too is included in the pasuk. Even though the pasuk happens only to be talking about Ruba de Issa Kamon, Leisa Kamon is also included. So Rabbi Tzkochana Taina is the whole thrust of the Gemara and Chulin is against the Sheh Shmaitzer. The Sheh Shmaitzer makes it that Ruba de Leisa Kamon is better than Ruba de Issa Kamon. That's how we all think like that. We all think like that. A physiological roiv that's built into the Teva Ha'olam. Rav Behemoth are ksheiros. You have to take a poll to see. Rav Behemoth are always ksheiros. Rav Nashim are lav islanders. That's a roiv in Teva Ha'olam like that. So that's much better than a Ruba de Issa Kamon. That's how we all think. So be it's Kohana Tainas, but this idea contradicts the whole thrust of the Sugya. Because the Sugya in Kulan, Afir Aleph, first said, Aruba de Issa Kamon, that's a pasuk in Chumash, Acharav Lahatas. Our question is, how do you know that Aruba de Issa Kamon is also good? So the Gemara finally proved from Mishnayos, but they never proved it from the Chumash. So that's what the Gemara leaves it hanging. How did the Tanoim know? What's the answer? So Rashi fills in the end of the Sugyam. You would base him on Rashi says, either it's Halacha Moshe Messina, or this too is included in the pasuk. So we usually assume the Havamin of the Gemara was from the pasuk in Chumash, all you see is Ruba de Issa Kamon. Maybe Ruba de Issa Kamon is no good. Once you've established Ruba de Issa Kamon is good, we assume it's even better than Ruba de Issa Kamon. That's what the Sheb Shmaitzer assumes. Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan is very straight, like bland. The Gemara started off, you only know Ruba de Issa Kamon. How do you know Ruba de Issa Kamon? So you see, Issa Kamon is stronger than Issa Kamon. How can you say Lamaskana that it's the reverse? That the Ruba de Issa Kamon is better. And Svar is much better. So the Sheh Shmaitzer thinks that that's the answer. The Rambam only says Ruba de Issa Kamon is not acceptable for Din Nefashos. Ruba de Issa Kamon, the Rambam would agree, is good. And the Ragachava doesn't like that answer either. he doesn't discuss it. The Shesh Maitz is in some of the Rebbe's Kohanah's Tanya against it. He doesn't discuss it. He just gives a different answer. This is all a very short paragraph. Rav Chava writes very bekitza. So the first two cases about the 3 months for the Bensora, more than 9 month pregnancy, and Rubidin should tell me Bordi Echadari has an half a line. That's you go Basarev and Darshanik Psukim. That's a different case. And the island is Tiran Darshanik Psukim. So he gives a different answer on this. Then he has a kash on his answer. He gives a teretz all in one line. Everything all in one line. He writes everything. It's all there, but he writes it all the kids. So he has like this. It depends. What are you trying to ascertain? Are you trying to ascertain that a maisa occurred, or are you trying to ascertain a fact? Let me give an example. He doesn't give this example. Let me give an example. The Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Lamentes on the base, if a married man dies and he leaves no children, no descendants, so his wife has to have chalitza. So the wife goes through chalitza, then she goes to California. She wants to remarry over there. Everybody knows that her first husband died, he left no children, and they want to know, did she have chalitza? So she says she had chalitza. How can you believe her? Isn't it a dovah should be yerva? So you should have to have two edim. So you're going to have with you the two edim all the time. You're going to have all the time two edim. We're going to travel to California and to testify there that she's allowed to marry, that she underwent the chalitza. So the Gemara says the practice used to be, the Gemara Yivam Islam and Tesla, the practice used to be the Bezdin, the supervised the chalitza, used to write the shtar chalitza. This is to ascertain, usually written in Hebrew. Sometimes they write it in other languages. I remember once a woman wanted to remarry. She said she was previously married. Said on her marriage license she was previously married. So my father asked, does she have a word? Does she have a document that she was divorced by a bezin? So she produces a document that was written in French, that was typed in French. My mother happened to be born in Montreal. My mother knew French. So she read it. They wrote the p'tur in French. Usually, traditionally, you write the p'tur in Hebrew. But they wrote it in French. So the woman should be able to read it. She should know that it's said. Okay? You can write in any language. So the Gemara says the Bezdin, who supervised the chalitza, used to write what we call a shtar chalitza. A shtar chalitza in Hebrew, this is to ascertain that the woman did chalitza. And it says in the document, and we ascertained before we allowed the brother to do the chalitza, the ishtemoy de inu, we identified the brother, that he's a brother from the same father. If the man who died leaving no children has half brothers from the father's side, half brothers from the mother's side, so then only the brothers from the father's side can do the chalitza. Ki eish v'achem yachtov, achem have to be achem in ha'ov. Okay, like it says by Yosef and the brothers, when they all came to Yosef, it says, ki anoshem achem anochnu. They had different mothers, but they all had the same fathers. So achim means that they're, even if they have brothers, they have to be brothers from the father's side. So it says in the Shtar Chalitza, before we allowed the Yovam to perform the Chalitza, Ishtamodinu, Hikarnuhu, we identified him correctly as the brother of the deceased, sharing the same father in common. How do you do Hikarnuhu? How do you do Hakora? How do you know Ishtamodinu? How do you know? So the Gemara has a machlokes in Yevamos, and we paskin eid echad is sufficient. Eid echad is sufficient. The same thing, let's say a couple comes to get married. A couple comes to get divorced. Let's say a couple comes to get divorced. And the husband says, my name is Yankel Bereb Shimon, and this is my wife, and they write a get. How do you know that he's the husband? Maybe he's the boyfriend. So he's going to go to this rabbi, he's going to say, my name is Yankel. And he gives his wife a get, and then they're going to get a document from the bezin. The woman was duly divorced by her own husband. Then they go to a different rabbi, who wasn't there. And then he's going to say, "I'm the boyfriend now. I want to marry the girl. Her husband gave her a get, and the whole thing was a fraud. The boyfriend went to the other bezin and gave her a get." So how does the bezin know that it's really the husband? Maybe he's pulling the leg. Maybe he's telling a lie. So today they insist they should bring wedding pictures, and you have to bring ID, and you have to bring a social security card, and you have to bring all kinds of identification, driver's license, everything to prove that this is your name, that you are the husband of the woman. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have all these kind of things. They didn't have passports with IDs, with driver's license, with all this. So the Gemara says it's enough if you have Eid Echad. If Eid Echad testifies that this is the husband, his name is Yankel Bereb Shimon, so that's good. Eid Echad says that his name is Yankel Bereb Shimon, it's good. He can give the get. And same thing by chalitza is based on that gemara by chalitza ishtemodino. The hakara has to be done by an eid echad. Then there's a mishnah in Gittin. Mishnah in Gittin has misha haya mushlach bebor. The Romans, but a lot of times, kill a lot of Jews. They would put them in a dungeon, and they let them starve to death over there. So let's say the husband knows that if he dies in prison in the dungeon, his wife is going to need chalitza. So it's going to be an agony to get his brother to agree to the chalitza. So he wants to give his wife a get. So he screams out in the dungeon, "My name is Yankel Reb Shimon. I come from this and this village. And whoever hears my voice, please go back to my village. Give my wife a get. I'm not going to last too long. Give her a get so she won't need chalitza." So the Mishnah says you can write the get. Even though they don't recognize who the man is. So the Gemara says, how is that good? But the Halacha says you have to have an eid echad to identify who you are. So how do you believe the man? He says he is the husband, his name is so-and-so. So the Gemara seems to answer that. Tzadik Tzai Sachosh explained. Men HaTorah, the man is believed on his own. To say, I am the brother of the Nifter and I can do the Chalitza. We were half brothers from the father's side. Or a man is believed to say, I am the husband. Men HaTorah, you're not afraid. Maybe it's the boyfriend and maybe they're fooling the bezel. But it's a requirement of the Rabbanon. In the Rabbanon, we require that someone other than the person should identify who he is, that he is the brother of the mace, that they shared the same father, that he is the husband, and therefore he has the right to give the get. So the Gemara says, but b'shasa sakana, the guy's in a dungeon, and it's not shaykh to be an eid echad. What, how's the eid echad going to be able to see him? He's in a dungeon. He just have a tfiyah sign of his voice. So the Gemara said, "B'shas ha'sakana," we revert back to the din d'oraisa, because we know it's nafal pishem akirin. The whole requirement for hakorim and piacherim is only a chumer midirabbanon. The same thing. Let's say a person comes to town and he says, "I am a kohen and I'm entitled to get the first aliyah and I got the pidyon ben money and I get all the truma." So ben atari, he's believed to identify himself as a kohen. And midirabbanon, they made a takana that when a person comes and he says it's a kohen, we shouldn't believe him. You have to have an eid echad testify to say, I remember from years ago that this man was a kohen. I remember in school, as a child, his father used to take him to the mikveh before shkia to have harav shemesh in order to eat truma. I remember his father got the first aliyah. Yeah, I remember he's a kohen. So, but then, let's say there was a pogrom, there was a holocaust, and they killed everybody from the city. He's the only survivor. So how is he going to get in there to testify to say that he's a kohen? Nobody else survived in the whole city. So the Gemara says, if it's such a shas hadchak like that, revert back to the din deraisa. The person is neman on his own to say, I am a kohen. Because min haTorah, he's neman al atzmo to say, I'm a kohen, to say, I'm the brother of the mace. We had the same father to say, I am the husband, I want to give the get. Min the Rabbanon, we require, whenever it's feasible, whenever it's possible, you require another eid echad. There was a girl whose husband, a girl was very accomplished. She finished graduate school. She married a guy who never went to college. And he felt so inadequate. He felt like such a nothing. He committed suicide a few months after they got married. So the girl needed chalitza. They never had any children. She didn't have a chance to become pregnant. She just got married to the guy. So they were so embarrassed. They lived in a city. They're so embarrassed to do the chalitza there, so they flew to London to have the chalitza done in London. But they had to have a third person, so the girl flew to London, and the husband's brother flew to London and have another person come and testify that this is the husband's brother, that they had the same father. Yeah, because she was embarrassed to have the chalitza done in town. She didn't want everybody to know that what happened. They wouldn't. Everybody knew the husband died, but didn't realize that it was a suicide. So she didn't want to do the chalitz in the city where she lived. Yeah. So mid the rabbanon you need hakorim epiachim. So the Gemara says over there, why is eid echad good? How come eid echad is good by chalitza? Isn't it a davar shebierva? Shouldn't you really require two eidim to identify who the min haTorah person is believed on his own? Mid the rabbanon you need hakorim epiachim. So why don't we reconsider it a davar shebierva? So the Rif writes on that Gemara, no, it's not a davar shebierva. Doesn't have the status of davar shebierva. Why not? It's very unclear. Why isn't it a davar shebierva?
Because
So the pashtus is, if you would testify that the Yovam did the chalitza, that is a davar shebi'arva. To say that the brother did the chalitza, that is a davar shebi'arva. So we have the bezin write such a document. We ascertain that the chalitza took place. You wouldn't rely on an erechad. Erechad comes and says the woman had chalitza, therefore she's allowed to be married. You need at least two edim and maybe more. You need two edim. You have a bezin authorizes the writing of a shtar. So the shtar is signed by two people that she had the chalitza was properly done. If you're going to be testifying on the maisa of the chalitza, so the maisa, that's a maisa dov shebi'erva. The chalitza allowed, permits her to remarry. Let's say the chalitza shoe has to be made from leather. The Rabbi and Tam claims that it has to be leather or behema tahira. So let's say we can't tell whether this is real leather or it's leatherette. So an expert from the field comes and he said, this is real leather. You don't know if it's from a kosher animal. So another expert comes, I don't know how we know. He says, no, I know for a fact this is from a kosher animal. Usually the shoes are made from horse leather. So it's not, our shoes are made from horse leather. So it wouldn't be acceptable for chalitza shoes. Taisus has a chiddush, it has to be, or behemator, has to be from a kosher animal. So if you have an eid echad testifying that this is hide from an animal, from a kosher animal, that's not called davar shebi'erva. It's davar shebi'erva to say that they did the chalitza. But to say that this is leather and therefore it's acceptable, it's a kosher shoe, that's not called davar shebi'erva. So that's what the Gemara says over here also. This is Gemara's lashon is gili milsa bi'almahu. The Rif explains it's not a davar shebi'erva, it's only gili milsa. What do you mean gili milsa bi'almahu? You're just saying identity, you're saying hakara, that this is leather. Or you're saying that this man is the brother of the mace, they had the same father. You're just identifying their brothers from the same father. So when you're just doing a hakara, so the Rif explains in the Gemara, that's not considered davar shebi'erva. It'll only be considered davar shebi'erva when you say that a maisa occurred. Let's say you say, the man gave kiddushin to the woman. So you say a maisa kiddushin. They say a maisa gerushin. They say a maisa chalitza. So a maisa, davar shebi'erva, needs to wait. But if you're just saying a hakara, so that's not considered davar shebi'erva. So that's what the Tzofnes Panech distinguishes. He says the Rambam is talking over there to say that someone is to identify that someone is Jewish. So we usually assume that there are two ways you can be Jewish. Either you're born Jewish or you convert. You become Jewish through a Maisa Geiris. So some Rishonim seem to hold beferish, there is no such thing. There's only one way to be Jewish. Everybody needs a conversion. So if my mother was Jewish, if my mother converted, so my mother's conversion makes me Jewish. If my grandmother, my great-great-grandmother, let's say I'm a descendant from some of the people who stood at Harsina, everybody had a conversion. Everybody had a geirus. So we're all those of us who were born to a Jewish mother, all the way back, who knows that they go all the way back to Maimon Harsina? There must be a lot of people who are descendants from Geirim 20, 30, 40 generations ago. Who knows that they're descendants from those who stood at Harsina? So those who are descendants of those who stood at Har Sinai, so their geirus makes us Jewish. And those who are descendants of non-Jews, so your own geirus makes me Jewish. So to become Jewish, you always need a maisa. You always need a maisa geirus. So that's what the Rambam says. You go basar roif to assume that the baby is Jewish. When you have a tinek nimtza mushloch bu'ir, you assume that the baby is Jewish if most of the people, most of the women who are of childbearing age are Jewish in the community, you assume the child is Jewish. But you don't give din in the fashas. Why? Because that's a roiv, that's ascertaining a maisa. Because no one is Jewish without a maisa geiris. Either you need your maisa geiris, or you need your mother's, your grandmother's, your great-grandmother's. Someone had to do a maisa geiris to make you Jewish. So since you always need a maisa, edus, when you're talking about a maisa, you can't ascertain that the maisa occurred based on a rabbi. But if you're talking if a person is an islandess, that's a hakorah, that's a metzias digger thing. You don't need a maisa for that. Either the person is an islandess or not. So that the Rambam holds that roiv is good for that. That's the Gemara and Daf Samachtes. Roiv is good to ascertain a dovishal metzias. If it's just an inyan of hakorah, gili milsa bi'alma, what the Rif calls gili, what the Gemara and the Rif call gili milsa bi'alma, just to ascertain a fact. But to ascertain that someone is Jewish, that's not a fact. There's no two ways to become Jewish. Either you're born Jewish, you're naturally Jewish, or you undergo conversion. Everyone is Jewish because of someone's conversion or another. To become Jewish, everybody has to have a Maisa Geiris. Either your own Maisa Geiris, or your mother's, or your great-great-grandmother's Maisa Geiris. Yeah. So the Ragal Chava thinks that that's the pshat in the Rambam. Then he has a kashif and the Gemara. There's a Gemara in the end of Kiddushin. Soklem esorfim ala chazokas. A man and a woman come to town and they act like brother and sister, or they act like husband and wife. So if they acted out like that for a month, for 30 days, then we assume they're really brother and sister, and they're really husband and wife. So we assume they're really brother and sister. So if the brother will be bald, the sister will give him an einish malchus, abal achosas chay malchus. We'll give him malchus based on the ruba de leisa kamon, that if they acted out for 30 days, we assume that it's so. And if they act out for 30 days at their husband and wife, then we assume that she is an eishes ish, and someone else will be mezana with her, so we'll give the other person misa. So this acting out for 30 days as husband and wife, brother and sister, this is sokla v'sarfim ala chazaka. It's based on a chazaka. Chazaka means a ruba de leisa kamon, that people wouldn't be putting on an act for so long if it's not really true. If they put on an act for 30 days, we assume that it really is true. So that's a chazaka. The word chazaka has many different meanings. In this context, chazaka means ruba de leisa kamon. So the Gemara says, you give misa, sokla v'sarfim, abal achos is only malchus. But you would give misa based on aruba de leisa kamon. So that's the question. Why? So to ascertain that it's a father and a daughter, and you give the death penalty, father and daughter is a gila milsa biyama. That's a metzias. There's no misa. They're related. Father and daughter are related. So there, the Rambam would agree. That's like island. Aruba de leisa kamon is good to give an einish misa. But to establish that a couple are married, you can't be married naturally. That's not a gila milsa bialma. You need a maisa kedushin. So how come a rov is good to ascertain over there that the couple is married? So the Ragal Chava has an answer on that too. So maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. Okay.